Is there anything better than Chicago in springtime? You could take a stroll down Michigan Avenue, hit the lakefront, or if you really want to see how beautiful Chicago is, hit up the neighborhoods. Tonight, we continue our tour of Chicago neighborhoods. Last week, it was Woodlawn. Before that, Little Village. Tonight, let's go north to Lincoln Square. I love Lincoln Square. I have fond memories of living at the corner of Lincoln Avenue and Leland back in 1995. Oh my gosh, I'm dating myself. Lincoln Square is on the northwest side, the heart of it, right on Lincoln Avenue between Montrose and Lawrence. Historically, it was the home of Chicago's German population. But today, beyond street festivals, you'd be hard-pressed to find that community. Sure, a couple of bars and restaurants stand, but the Brauhaus and several other German-American stores on Lincoln Avenue have closed up shop. Today, it's white, upper-middle-class families enjoying nice restaurants, institutions like Old Town School of Folk Music and the new Sulzer Library, and a renovated Wells Park. Politically, this is the 47th Ward, Ed Kelly's old ward, Gene Shelter's old ward. But so long, Chicago machine, Matt Martin is a new alderman, a progressive representing a progressive neighborhood. What? To give us better insight, we met up with our old friend Mike Fouché. Mike has lived in the hood for over 10 years, and he's been involved in politics and hyper-local news sites for years. He picked a spot, the fabulous Baker Miller Bakery, right on Lincoln Avenue, across from Ricochet's, and right next to the building where I once lived. A good place to discuss Lincoln Square while eating a cheddar and chive scone as the Brown Line rumbles above. We're sitting here in Baker Miller in Lincoln Square, right underneath the L tracks. Mike Fouché, what is Lincoln Square to you?
Oh, man. Well, people in the neighborhood here call it Mayberry in the city. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. You've got a huge little league that's going on in Wells Park. There's lots of involvement in the local schools. There's lots of involvement in the businesses. It's an incredibly walkable neighborhood. You know, some of the best local businesses, incredible store. Harvest Time, probably one of the best grocery stores in town. We've got a first-run movie theater on Lincoln Avenue.
How is that possible? I am personal to this story because 25 years ago I lived in this neighborhood.
Yeah, and then it got better.
Exactly.
After you left.
To hear what you're saying about being a Mayberry in the city and know that it neighbors other neighborhoods that are geographically in the same location, what makes Lincoln Square any different than other neighborhoods?
Well, I think it's got a few things that are going for it. Number one, it's got the Brown Line. The L is right here. And there's actually a lot of stops just in Lincoln Square. I think there's 3 stops. So it's very, very easy to get around. And on the other side, you've got the Metro, so it's very transitable, easy to get downtown. And that's a big draw. I think the other is that we've got the big regional library, Sulzer Library is here.
Yeah.
That's incredible. It's open a lot more hours than other libraries, and it's huge and has a lot of stuff. Then the Fieldhouse in Wells Park is the story of the Fieldhouse in Wells Park is incredible. It's probably one of the best fieldhouses with a big pool, indoor pool. The way that got built was the story is that the gymnasium for the St. Queen of Angels across the street burned down, and the park district director at the time, who belonged to Queen of Angels, decided, oh, well, Wells Park is going to take care of that, and they built one of the best field houses in the city. So it has all these incredible resources and things just to start with.
Right.
And then it has, you know, some really nice kind of walkable stuff. I think the square itself is super cute. 20 years ago, when you were here, it was not.
Well,
you know, but
here,
it's gotten better.
German.
Yeah.
And it seemed to be predominantly German.
Oh, yeah, it was.
It was like, this is where the German community was, and it's all that heritage and everything, the history that came through with that.
Yeah.
Does this neighborhood go to lengths to honor that history and tradition, or does it get gentrified out like everything else?
I wouldn't use the word gentrified. I'd just say they moved on. It still has Mayfest, which is run by a whole bunch of German neighborhood organizations, but they're not in the neighborhood anymore. If you talk to them, they lament the fact that they all live in the suburbs and they come in. There's the Donk House, but most of the people at the Donk House drive in to go do the
That's
German
a community
stuff.
Community center on West.
Yeah, a huge, like, 5-story community center, which is amazing.
Nice,
you know, they have incredible programming there, which everybody should go to. And then there's actually, I can't remember the name of it, but but there is a German society that has this one-story building on Lincoln Avenue, and it's a cool place. It's a club. You can't go unless you're a member of the club, but me being me, I just walked in one day and started talking to everybody, and they're like, oh, hey, cool, somebody who's not 70 years old, and they all glommed on to me, and they're like, oh, you live in the neighborhood? It's like, yes, I do. Do you speak German? No, I don't. Oh, do you have German relatives? No. Oh, well, have a drink. And, you know, I think that was great. But all that has faded away. All those guys in there, they all live out in the suburbs. You ask them where you live. We live in Park Ridge. You know, we live in Elmwood Park.
The one thing I remember about this neighborhood, and continued as I continue to come up here throughout the last 20 years, is that it was an affordable option for city dwellers. Not so much anymore. I mean, you said don't throw the word gentrification around, but the rents here, the property values, everything has gone skyrocketing
definitely,
the last decade.
Definitely not. I mean, my wife and I, we bought our house 13 years ago, and we bought a 2-flat, and we like to say we bought the last affordable house on the last affordable block of Lincoln Square. I mean, sorry, guys.
It's over.
It's closed. You know.
This used to be an area that had a lot of rentals along Lincoln Avenue, and in some of the areas, this would always, if you looked in the back of the reader, a lot of Giddings, a lot of Eastwood, a lot of Leland.
Yep.
Not so much anymore.
It's still there. I mean, they go like that. I mean, we've had almost no problems with renting our apartment, but every time that, you know, we do, it's gone in like 4 or 5 days.
So what are the big issues for people who live in this neighborhood? You know, obviously you talk about it being the Mayberry, and there's so many great things, as you just pointed out.
Yeah.
What are the issues? What were some of the stuff that played out in the election? But beyond that, what are the things that need to be improved in Lincoln Square?
Nothing. I mean, the Lincoln Square is in the 47th Ward, which had an extraordinary turnout in the congressional races last November. It had an 86% turnout. We're Sweden, is the deal here.
Wow.
I mean, and everybody feels like some kind of obligation or to express themselves and be involved. I mean, it's really hard to say that there's a problem. You know, some people will complain that there's not enough retail shops, but, you know, so what? I mean, there's plenty of retail here. It's not like it is in other parts of the city. You know, we have most everything that you need or could want. I think that probably what's going to become more and more of a problem is affordable housing. And I think the neighborhood is just going to age up and it's going to get more expensive. I grew up in Lincoln Park in the 70s and the 80s, and I remember what Lincoln Park used to be like. It was a working class neighborhood. I had a lot of Puerto Rican neighbors when I first moved in. You know, by the time I left to go to college in the early 90s, that was all gone. It was all Beamers and Mercedes. We used to play street ball when I was little. You couldn't by the time I was a teenager because you'd scratch somebody's European car. So, I mean, I think that's what's going
to
end up happening here in Lincoln Square in the next 10 years.
I think about the area, and one thing that was coming in when I was leaving was the Old Town School of Folk Music.
Right.
That is right on Lincoln Avenue. They moved it up from down, Lincoln Park.
Yep.
But there's something to be said about a bunch of artists and people from with means, because you got to take money to take those banjo lessons.
Right.
But they came to this neighborhood maybe for the first time,
right,
saw what it could be, and changed it.
Yeah.
I really do believe that that's the spot where this neighborhood changed.
I think that's right. And the Dunk House actually has a lot of super cheap office space. There's a lot of very small theater companies that office in the Dunk House. And there are some other small storefront theaters on Western and Lincoln Avenue that still exist. And I think they're supported because people in the neighborhood want to do that stuff. It's happened. You know, Lincoln Square has happened, and now it's a great place to live and to hang out. I think that north of Lincoln Square and Budlong, I guess that's what they call it, you know, there's still a lot of affordable housing that's there, and that's a great place to live. Albany Park, right over the river. I love living near Albany Park.
Yeah.
You know, Albany Park's the most diverse neighborhood in the city. So there's a lot of stuff that's around it that I think is good.
What are some of the challenges for a neighborhood that's happened?
That's such a good question. You know, I think that there's going to be a struggle about land use and how much of the neighborhood is going to be converted into single families from 2-flats, and whether or not there's going to be enough density that's going to be allowed. There was a pretty significant, for us, fight over a 5-story apartment building on Western Avenue that was built. it was a transit-oriented development, so it didn't have as much parking devoted to it as other places might be. And there was a lot of anger in the neighborhood, oh, you're going to screw up parking. It didn't. I think that there's going to be a lot of struggle about finding ways to increase density in the neighborhood. I think there's going to be a lot of resistance to that, but that's natural, and it should be the sort of thing that you encourage.
Well, I was going to say, you know, we had this great conversation last week about Woodlawn.
Right.
And there was Dr. Brazier from the church there. But he made a good point. We were talking about developers aren't going to come into some areas until the neighborhood can support the how much they need to pay.
Right.
You know, if they need to get $1,500 for each apartment,
right,
they're not going to come until the neighborhood.
Right.
Lincoln Square could get $1,500 an apartment. So question is, do you have to start being concerned as a neighbor and as a member of the community about developers recognizing this is prime land? They're going to try to go sky high. You see how it's what's happening in some of the neighborhoods closer to downtown. They're going to try to make bigger, larger investments to get their money back.
Well, I think that's happened with detached single-family homes. There's a lot of teardowns that are being turned into big $1 million mansions and those sort of things. But the question is the community going to allow development of apartment buildings and building five-story buildings along Western and Lawrence and Ashland and other big streets? I don't know. I think that there's been a resistance to it. And actually, affordable housing was something that was talked about a lot in the aldermanic race. Mm-hmm. And the new alderman, Matt Martin, expressed a lot of support for affordable housing. But there's only so much an alderman can do. You have to be able to assemble the parcel and, you know, you have to figure out a way to make it into a good money-making deal for the developer. Oh, we'll see.
Politically, you mentioned Matt Martin. This is the 47th Ward.
Right.
And this is Ed Kelly, Gene Shelter. There is a legacy of Chicago political history.
Right. Ed Kelly, the guy that built the field house.
I was going to ask if that was him. But this is considered Chicago machine territory.
Yeah.
Obviously, the alderman that just left, he changed that a little bit. But do you see this area went big for Lori Lightfoot? I mean, is this a different political time for Lincoln Square than it was maybe 15, 20 years ago?
That's all gone. It's all gone. I mean, the 47th Ward, the 40th Ward, now that Pat O'Connor has left and Andre Vasquez defeated him. It's now your, you know, well-to-do white liberals who, progressives we call ourselves now, I guess I'm one of them, who want to be able to put something into their community and, you know, spend a lot of time and interest doing that sort of thing. They're very devoted to their causes. 85% turnout, I think, is a pretty good case. But they're really not going to take direction from anybody. The local 47th Ward committeeman tried to express support for certain candidates in the aldermanic race, and there was a huge backlash. How dare you tell us what to do? That's undemocratic. And I was like, wow, undemocratic.
That is democratic.
Do you mean voting or the party? I mean, you know, so, you know, that was fascinating.
That's funny.
So there is a sense of independence among voters.
Well, my last question to you, Mike, just as we sit here in Lincoln Square on a beautiful day, is this the neighborhood you're going to settle in? Is this it? Do you see yourself staying in Lincoln Square for the rest of your life?
I hope to die here. So get the cleanup crew ready. Is that how I should put it? I don't know. It's a terrific place. It's a great place. And I've been trying to get my mother-in-law to move here because it's so walkable. And I know that she would be able to just go and do all the things that she likes to do. You know, I don't really have to drive most of the time if I don't want to. And that's perfect. Good place for old people, Lincoln Square. Come on in.